Thanks for listening to Benefit from the Bible. We believe the Bible is God's Word for our temporal and eternal benefit. God bless your listening. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, God has brought us into a wonderful relationship with Himself. He wants us to understand that we are saved by grace, through faith, in Jesus for eternal life. Think about that phrase, by grace. It's because of God's love for us, not because of what we have done. We are saved by grace through faith. So God gives us the gift of faith by which we trust in Jesus. But our saving faith is not simply in Jesus in general, rather it is in Jesus Christ for eternal life. May God help us to understand about our salvation and rejoice in Him. So now, since God has brought us into a relationship with Himself through Jesus, God is calling us to daily communicate with Him. So He speaks to us through His holy word, and we respond to Him through prayer. In today's sermon, I have a Trinitarian diagram of prayer. I want you to know how the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are all involved. So as we take a look here, let me share with you some important biblical truths dealing with prayer. First of all, the Father, God the Father, He made everything very good. In fact, He made it all perfect. But we have a problem. The people, they sinned, and their sin brought separation between themselves and the God who made them and loves them. When you take a look at the diagram down below, notice the horizontal line that is representing our sin. That's representing that separation. Now, what about the Son of God? He was sent by the Father to take away the sin of the world, thus to open the way to the Father. The sin had blocked it. He took away the sin. He opened the way. And then with the Holy Spirit, He is working through the Word of God to call everyone to be sorry for his sins, to receive Jesus Christ as Savior, to be restored in the relationship with God the Father, and then in response to being a holy child of God, to then honor Jesus Christ as Lord. So here we are now, restored in our relationship with God the Father through Jesus. So we are repentant believers. That means we are people who are sorry for our sins, who believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior. God is the one who has brought us into that situation. So now God is inviting us to grow in that relationship with Him by listening to Him every day through the Bible and by talking to Him every day through prayer. So keep in mind that we do so as we talk to Him through the Son with the help of the Holy Spirit. Finally, take a look at the diagram there in the service folder. The key passage here is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. You can see we have the Father up at the top. We have the Son in the middle, and then down with us repentant believers at the bottom, we have the Holy Spirit. Let's think about the passage in relation to the diagram. So the Bible says, "For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." So God is talking about God the Father up at the top. The one mediator is talking about Jesus Christ, who is in the middle, who has taken away the sin of the world. And men will be talking about people like you and me who are repentant believers who know Jesus Christ as Savior and now have a relationship with God the Father. Going on further here in the sermon today, we are focusing on John chapter 16, picking up in verse 23. And as we begin here, understand the setting Jesus spoke these words to his disciples very early on Good Friday. This is what he said to them. In that day, in other words, in the day when I rise from the dead, you will ask nothing of me as you have been doing. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father, he will give it to you in my name. Until now, you have asked nothing of the Father in my name. Ask from him, and you will receive that your joy may be full. So think about it now. Jesus' disciples had been asking various things of him. However, later that day, once Jesus took away the sin of the world, then, from that time forward, they could go directly to the Father. We have those very same blessings today. Jesus has taken action to remove the barrier of sin. He has opened the way to the Father for all repentant believers. So, think about it like this. Jesus is our Savior, God is our Father, and the Holy Spirit is our Helper. So when we pray to the Father, through the Son, with the help of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that the Father will give us whatever we ask in his name. What does that mean? Can we ask for $1 million and he'll give it to us? God wants us to understand it this way. For those who know Jesus as Savior and, this is a big and ask in agreement with the Father's will, God will certainly grant that request. So it's important that we are in the Word to know the will of the Father and then to ask in agreement with that will. Going on to verse 25, Jesus said, I have said these things to you in figures of speech, thus in a non-literal sense. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf. Why not? Because you will be able to go directly to the Father through me. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. Thinking about those words, can you see how Jesus is the key? We know the keys are important. We can't drive our car without a key. We can't get into our house without a key. Think about this sequence. The Bible teaches that all have sinned, and then God took action to remove all sins through Jesus, and then God the Holy Spirit, through the Bible, he has made us aware of our need to be saved. He has made us sorry for our sins. He has showed us that Jesus, in fact, is from God, that he is God in human flesh, and he has also given us faith to trust in Jesus as our only Savior. Did you notice the connections? Think about it like this. Through the Son, we know God as our Father, and through the Son, the Father knows us as his holy children. We are so very blessed to be in that wonderful relationship with him. And then Jesus said, going on further in verse 28, I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said, Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. The Son of God was with the Father before creation. He didn't come on the scene simply 2,000 years ago. He was with the Father before creation. Then, in time, as the Bible says, in the fullness of time, he put on flesh in order to win the victory over sin, over death, and over the devil. And then, after Jesus was raised from the dead, after people saw that in fact he was risen, he went back to the Father. In other words, he ascended back into heaven. And finally, when the time is right, at the appointed time, he will come again. And then we see the disciples of Jesus respond to him, picking up in verse 30. "Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. That is why we believe that you came from God." So think about it. They spent 3 years with Jesus. They heard his teachings. They saw the miracles. He had all the answers. So they knew, with the blessing of God, they knew that he was from God. Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, an hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me." Keep in mind that Jesus said those words very early on Good Friday, or from our perspective, on Holy Thursday evening. So that meant within a few hours, Jesus would be arrested and they would be scattered. Jesus' disciples really did believe, and yet, when he was arrested, they really did flee for their lives. Were they insincere when they said they would not flee? I don't think that's the case. Part of it is that the Bible prophesies that when he was arrested, they would scatter. But of course, God sees all things in advance. He knew that would happen. It was written down, and it happened just as God said. We see that happen over and over again in Scripture. But I think they really meant what they said. But when the time came, they fell short. They were scared. They ran. What about us? We want to honor the Lord. We want to do his will. And yet, in reality, we fall short. Think about the passage there in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. It says, "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." Whenever we are trusting in self, it's not going to work. God calls us to trust in him. Think about making the vows as a sponsor to care about someone being baptized. Or think about confirmation vows or wedding vows. These are huge promises that we make to God and we make to others. And yet, if we think we can do them on our own, in our own power, we are certainly going to fall short. God calls us rather to know that we cannot do it, to trust in him, and know that with his power, with his grace, he will help us. And he also wants us to know that whenever we do fall short, as we certainly will, he calls us to be sorry for our sins, and he calls us to receive anew his gift of forgiveness in Jesus. Finally, at the end here, Jesus said, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take heart." In other words, be of good courage. Do not be afraid. I have overcome the world. So here we are, the holy children of God. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. So we should not be surprised when people in the world afflict us and oppress us. But let us know that's okay. That's okay. God knows about it. He is with us. He will give us the courage. He will carry us through. Let us know that Jesus Christ, he is the winner over sin, death, and the devil. And because we are in relationship with him, we share in his victory. We are so very blessed. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, your great sacrifice took away our sins. We thank you so much. Now, through knowing you, we are forgiven and at peace. Help us, dear Father in heaven, to hear your holy word each day, and then help us, dear Holy Spirit, to understand that word, to believe it is true, to pray every day, and to live courageously for our Lord Jesus Christ. In his holy name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. If you are searching for a church, join us at Bethlehem. We are located at 7500 State Road in Parma. This is our Sunday schedule, service at 8, classes at 9:30, service at 10:45. We also have a service on Mondays at 7 p.m. For many other ways to benefit from the Bible, visit our website, BethlehemLutheranChurchParma.com. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.